World of Pub by Tony Roach. Ladies.
All right, Dodger.
I told you.
What's that, Barry?
What's up? Look around. It's dead in here. We ain't been this quiet since the time you talked us into turning this place into a children's pub.
What? The Red Lion, the Witch in the Wardrobe? That was a great idea.
I thought it was a terrible idea. There ought to be a law against children drinking in pubs.
There is, Gary, remember?
Oh, yeah. Anyway, stop having a go at Dodgy. It's not his fault there's only five people in the pub. It's the weather.
Turn the TV on, Gary. Maybe they'll say when this storm's going to end.
It's raining. It's pouring. Old men are snoring more than ever, according to a new survey out today. But back to our main story tonight. It's day 30 of the worst storm on record, and the Met Office say it looks set to continue for a very long time.
Oh.
A very, very long time, indeed.
Oh.
Maybe forever.
Oh. I won't be too worried about it, Barry. They make it all up on News at 10. Try something more serious, like Radio 4.
And now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast with Brian Perkins and his posse.
Yo. Gale warnings have been issued by the Met Office to all shipping. Coming at you big style, respect, generally good, give it up.
Blimey, Radio 4's got really elitist.
What are we going to do, Dodgy? If the weather continues like this, we'll go under in 2 weeks.
What, you mean we'll drown?
No, Gary, we'll go bankrupt.
Oh.
Nothing short of a miracle can save us now.
Yeah, a miracle. Good idea. I'll sort one out.
What?
All you need is a two-way mirror, an hologram, a projector, a bit of atmospheric music, an out-of-work voiceover artist, and a piece of string. Easy. Leave it to me.
Oh, I don't know, Dodgy. I mean, isn't there some rule about not impersonating a false god?
No.
You're probably thinking of impersonating a police officer.
And the Lord said, thou shalt not create false idols. For if thou durst, I shall smite thee down with righteous anger and furious vengeance. And thou shalt be cast into the fiery pits of hell, where big fiery rats will gnaw at your eyeballs with their big fiery teeth. Like this.
Right. I've got the projector set up. Let's go.
Oh, I don't know, Dodgy.
Just stop being such a wuss. Flip the switch.
What's that noise?
Where's that light coming from?
Look.
What?
The globe.
What is it?
Can't tell.
Looks like it's taking shape.
Oh, it's our Lord. It's a vision of our Lord.
He's about to speak.
I am the Son of God. Whoever believes in me shall have everlasting life.
The vision. He's fading.
Lord, don't leave us.
Lord, wait. How can we serve you better?
Lord, how can we achieve everlasting peace?
Lord, tell me. What are next week's lottery numbers?
I don't know.
What? A lot of the money goes to good causes.
He's gone.
It's a miracle. We've just seen a miracle.
The Lord has given this pub his blessing.
Yeah.
We've got to tell people about this.
Now, all we've got to do is sit back and relax while we become headline news.
You reckon?
Absolutely. Probably be the front page of the Evening Standard by now.
He's dead up!
What did he say?
Absolutely no idea.
Barry? Gary, turn the radio on.
You're listening to the Today programme with me, James Naughty, and the Breakfast Crew. Now, here's Charlotte Green with the headlines.
Further reports are coming through of an alleged miracle in a pub in the east end of London.
Soldier, you're everywhere. Newsnight with Jeremy Paxman. Start the week with Jeremy Paxman. University Challenge with Jeremy Paxman. They even mentioned you on Blind Date with that scarce bird, Jeremy Paxman.
Huh.
Now, what you need to do now is capitalise on all this attention.
How?
What you want to do is give this place a bit of a facelift, you know, make it look a bit more religious.
You mean sacrilegious?
No, Barry. No. Berry. No. Berry. No.
Me thinks, Dodgy, that you doth protest too much.
No. Absolutely not, I do not. No.
Oh, I don't know. What do you think, Decisive Bob?
Shut up, Bob. I don't think it's going to bother the bar of soap, Pope. If we give a bit of bar and soap hope to people who can't bar and soap cope without it. It's not like we're selling bar of soap dope. We're as clean as a bar of soap. Whistle. I've got a mate who can sort you out in no time. Here, I'll bell in there. Yeah, cathedral calf? Yeah, lovely. Dodgy floor. Convert the pub into a church? Yeah, love. Cheers, darling. She said she'd be here in about, cathedral.
Dodgy, sorry about the delay. Nightmare traffic. I brought my colleagues with me. This is Harry Seacombe.
Have a train to boot for day.
Wedding bell Susan. Trappist monk Mike. And Edith Piaf.
What happened to Joan at Finsbury Park?
She moved to Birmingham.
It's a fine line between martyr and masochist.
Well, the devil finds work for idle hands to do, as they say, so better be on my merry way.
Have a piece of fruit.
There we go, all done. What do you think, chaps?
Top-notch girl. Now, what do I owe you?
Well, let's see. You've got all new stained glass windows, your beer garden of Gethsemane, your forbidden fruit machine, and your church jukebox.
It's fun to stay at our YMCA. It's fun to stay at our YMCA.
All in all, you're looking at four monkeys and a Nelson.
A lion.
200 squid.
20 swordfish.
Half a rhino.
Meerkat.
A double pelican.
Call it a pony.
Done.
Ozymandias, come here.
Well, I've always wanted a pony. Thanks, chap.
Cheers.
I knew she'd take a pony, them push birds always do.
That was pretty impressive. Where'd you get a pony from, Dodge?
The pub's next door to a zoo, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for coming to my church at such short notice, fathers. Take a few, why don't you?
I can't remember the last time all the East End priests were together like this.
Oh, I can. It was the East End priest strike of 1932.
Excuse me. One moment, Fergus. Margaret, could you stop playing the organ? I'm trying to have a meeting.
All right.
So, what's all this about, Father? Why have you dragged us out here in this miserable weather?
Well, according to some of my parishioners, on Thursday, our Lord appeared in the Red Lion pub around the corner from the church. Margaret!
Oh, all right.
It's a hoax, I assume.
Well, I can't be sure, of course. But there were only 5 witnesses in the pub at the time, and they were probably all drunk.
So what should we do?
Well, there's no need to do anything just yet. We don't want to cause a fuss. Give them the oxygen of publicity.
I agree. It's nothing to worry about. No one will go.
Right, ladies. Time to open up.
It worked.
Told you.
Yeah, there must be 5,000 people there.
Hello. We heard there was a miracle.
Yeah. Yes, Dee. Yeah, you should have been here. It was fantastic. Oh, yeah.
No,
all...
Gary, no.
Oh, right, yeah. No, we didn't have projectors or nothing.
Will there be another miracle today?
No.
Oh, Shane. Just
out. Oh, wait. Look, a sign.
What does it say?
Toilets are for the use of pub patrons only.
It's a sign from the Lord.
Ooh. No, I put it there.
Oh. It's a sign from the landlord.
Oh, well. Fair enough. Oh, yeah.
Well, listen. While you're all here, would anyone like a drink?
Oh, lovely. 5,000 pints of lager, please.
Actually, could I have a... half a shandy.
Sorry, can you make that 4,999 pints of lager and half a shandy, please?
I'm driving.
What about something to eat?
Well, now that you mention it, why not? What have you got?
Chef, what have we got?
5 loaves and 2 fishes.
What?
It was all that was left in the shop.
What shop?
The loaves and the fishes shop on Mortimer Street. You know, next door to the bread shop, opposite the fish shop.
So, how many people can we feed with just 5 loaves and 2 fishes?
Seven?
I can't remember the last time all the East End priests were together like this.
I can. It was last Friday at 3:15.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me, fathers. Margaret, I told you before, no jazz!
That's so unfair!
Well, this pub has proved unexpectedly popular. We need to do something to discredit these blasphemers.
Well, hold on a minute, Father. Let's not be too quick to judge these men.
You think they really did witness a miracle?
All I'm saying is the Bible tells us it's wrong to be a doubting Thomas.
It doesn't.
Yes, it does, Father Thomas.
I don't believe you.
So what are you saying, Father?
I'm saying let's keep an open mind. Let's visit this Red Lion place before we can form an opinion. Perhaps these men are not the charlatans we imagine. I take it back. They are the charlatans we imagine.
Look at all this merchandising. It's appalling. Oh, Jesus beer mats. The Turin shandy. Bottles of holy lager. Oh.
Originally, they were bottles of ordinary water, but through the wondrous ways of our Lord, they were mysteriously transformed from water into lager.
When you say mysteriously transformed from water into lager, do you mean with the help of yeast, hops, sugar, chemical preservatives, and a large industrial brewery?
No. Well, yes.
There's nothing holy about this lager.
Yes, there is. I was sick, and it cured me.
Of what? Your hangover?
Yes.
You are exploiting these people and the Christian religion just to line your own pockets.
Here, I resent that accusation. It's totally unfounded and utterly unfair.
Hey, three halos in a row. 30 pieces of silver. Yes!
It's just not true.
And what about these albums? As advertised on TV...
It's the greatest religious Cockney knees-up album in the world ever.
Volume 1.
All your favourite spiritual knees-up tunes on one pop album.
Including My Old Man's a God.
My old man is a cloud. He wears a godlike hat. He wears godlike trousers. And likes his very big lad.
Show me the way to ascend.
Show me the way to ascend. I'm tired and I want to go to heaven.
Maybe it's because I'm a Christian.
Maybe it's because I'm a Christian. But I love Jesus so.
Plus, do the Holy Cokie, Knees Up Virgin Mary, The Lambeth Walk on Water, and many, many more.
Remember, this album is not available in any churches.
This is
I think we drive out all who have bought and sold in the campaign.
Here, here.
Overturn their stall.
Curse you, money changers.
Hey, my bird is gone.
Get out, pigeon sellers.
I sign my merrily.
Oi, hey, you're breaking all stuff.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry. Sorry, everybody, we got a bit carried away.
Here, you priests are troublemakers, you're barred.
What does barred mean?
Means you're not allowed in here. You have to get out.
Oh, right, sorry, didn't realise. Don't go to many pubs, you see. What with being a priest and all that.
You're
right.
That's it, everyone. Last orders.
Ring the bell, can I?
Right.
Can you now finish up your drinks and be on your way now? What are that lot still doing here?
Oi, you lot. Haven't you got homes to go to?
No, we're hermits.
Oh, what are you doing in a pub?
Well, we heard about the miracle.
Yeah? How?
Oh, we got an email about it. Margaret, I will not have Led Zeppelin in my church.
Oh. You know, I can't remember the last time.
Yes, you can, Father. It was yesterday.
So it was.
What are we going to do? The pub's taken all my flock. They'll be damned.
Flock in hell.
I hardly make a penny from the collection plate anymore.
I had to sell my PlayStation. And I just bought Monk Fighter 2. Fighting Friar with Friar.
I can't afford to get my frocks from George O'Malley anymore.
And it was just like the arcade game.
Well, Fathers, it's going to get worse. They're expanding their operation. Look at this.
Come to the miraculous Red Lion Pub.
Every night is different.
Wednesday.
Try our spiritual pub quiz.
Thursday.
A night of top religious stand-up comedy.
Friday.
It's holy karaoke.
Saturday.
Darts.
And Sunday.
Watch Sky's coverage of Premiership Songs of Praise on the big screen.
While enjoying our delicious Sunday lunch, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Roast. Succulent roast lamb of God in a holy mint sauce.
The pub that's a church.
Something for all the family.
Children under the age of 18 are not permitted and will be forcibly ejected by our spiritual door advisor.
It gets worse.
No.
As of today, they have started conducting their own masses.
Oh, God, dear.
Hey, Dodgy, if you think I would.
Yeah, didn't have a bargaining mess.
What? He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my ploughman's, which will be given up for you.
Dodgy, you can't have Gary giving mass in the pub.
But the punters love it, look.
When supper was ended, he took the cup. Again, he gave you thanks and praise, gave the cup to his disciples and said, take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is my lager, which will be brewed for you and for all, so that sins may be forgiven, or at least forgotten a bit. And then he said, and by the way, I love you all, you're my best mates.
We can't create our own religion just like that for no good reason, except that it will be quite convenient for us.
Why not? That's what the Church of England did.
I don't know. I mean, don't you feel it's like a bit, well, blasphemous? It's like we're cheapening the religious experience.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I think we're treating this religion with the utmost reverence and respect.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Yes.
Please join with me now as we sing hymn number 143A on our jukebox.
When I die and I lay me to rest, God is going to bless us to rest. When I lay me down to die, you're going to go up to the sky in the sky. You're going to bring me to the sky. You know it's a must. You're a friend in Jesus. So when you know you're in his eyes, he's going to recommend you to the sinner in the sky. You're going to recommend you to the sinner in the sky.
Fathers, what are we to do?
I'd like to give them a piece of my mind.
Oh, yay!
Let's form an unruly mob.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Then we can go round there and smash the place up.
Great.
Right. Okay, let's shape up and chip out, eh?
Well, it's quiet tonight, Sam, isn't it?
Yeah, it's this storm. 40 days and 40 nights it's lasting.
Yeah.
It's almost biblical.
I suppose the other Red Lions made it worse and all, didn't it?
Yeah, with their phony miracle. What a cheap stunt. Why didn't I think of that?
Okay. If any of you publicans move, I'll execute every virgin, mother-loving last one of you.
Aim for the booze.
Right.
Are you looking for a pub called the Red Lion?
Yes.
There's two on this street. You want the other one?
There's more than one pub called the Red Lion.
There's 872 in London.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realise I don't go to many pubs. You see, what for me be the man of the clan and the priest, you know.
Fathers, you're barred.
Right. Sorry. Sorry, this other Red Lion.
It's on the corner next door to the zoo.
Oh, thanks, sorry. I now proclaim you man and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Oh, It's so romantic.
Roses for the lady. Get your lovely red roses for the lady.
Oh, it just keeps getting better and better.
Cuggles and whelks. Getting lovely cuggles and whelks for the lady.
Oh, I'm not sure about that.
I want to get married. Are you allowed to marry Bill?
You're already married.
Am I?
To me. We've got a baby boy, a month old. We're about to christen him.
Can we call him Beer?
Right. If any of you publicans move...
Oi, 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 oi. I thought I'd told you, lot. You're barred.
Yeah.
Oh, barred, yes.
Yes. Oh, yes. Well, well,
I forgot about that. Terribly sorry.
Now what? We need to investigate a miracle. To discredit it, to show those publicans for the frauds that they are.
But who can we get to investigate it? We can't afford to hire private investigators. Now, it's not as if there are many priests who also happen to be detectives.
Well, there is Caerphil.
And Father Brown.
And then there's Father Wexford and Father Morse.
What about Father Starsky and Father Hutch? They've always shown an interest in this sort of thing.
Or we could ask Father Cagney and Father Lacey.
Father Shaft.
Oh, what about our very own Father Scobie?
Me? No way.
Father Shaggy?
Yikes, like I'm with Scoob. I'm right behind you, buddy. Like, out of here.
There are two people we could ask.
And who's that?
Father Mulder and Father Scully.
Mm. Aren't they the ones in that show on TV? What's it called now?
Barricus Export.
That's the one.
Morning to you, Father Mulder.
Father Scully, you got my message?
To be sure. What is it, Father Mulder?
There's been a signing of another miracle. I'm going to take a look.
But, Mulder, the Christ files have been closed.
I don't care. I'm going to go anyway.
Surely you don't think...
Yes, I do, Scully. The Lord is out there.
So, are we agreed?
Yes, of course.
I'll ring the knell.
I anoint this child with holy lager and christen him...
Bear.
Can't we call him Leonardo?
Bear.
I christen this child Bear.
Roger, it's the priest.
It's the priest.
Yeah, hey, you lot, I thought I'd tell you.
Ah, no, wait. We have proof that the miracle you say happened here never happened at all.
Really?
Do you?
Well, not yet.
Oh, well then.
But we will have in a minute.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, how's that?
We've brought in the finest religious detectives in the world.
Sorry, could I get a gin and tonic, please?
I'm Father Mulder.
And I'm Father Scully, Theological Bureau of Investigation.
I think this must be the work of our Lord.
Mulder, there has to be a perfectly rational explanation.
No, you always say that.
Woo! Move in here! Gin and tonic, please! Hello?
If you have no objections, Fathers Mulder and Scully will conduct a brief search of the pub to determine whether this miracle is real or not. You don't have any objections, do you?
Absolutely not.
Dodgy? We haven't got any choice.
In that case, let the search begin.
Well, I believe we found the truth.
The miracle wasn't a miracle at all. It was faked by the use of this two-way mirror, a hologram, a projector, a bit of atmospheric music, and an out-of-work voice over our teeth, and this piece of string.
You love me!
There's a perfectly rational explanation.
Why do you always have to say that? It's like you're gloating.
I'm not.
R2.
I'm not.
R2.
I'm not.
Oh, shut up and give me a kiss.
Well, there it is. Conclusive proof.
I say we turn this lot over to the police.
Yes, then let's demolish the pub.
Yes, let's do that.
I'll just take a gin on its own if that's easier.
You can't do that. These people come here to worship.
Yeah.
These people do what you tell them. They're idiots. Why do you think we call them our flock? It's because they're sheep.
Hey.
They're not free-thinking individuals with minds of their own. They're idiots. They're sheep.
We are individuals. We are not sheep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the Lamb of God.
It's a sign.
No, it isn't. The pub's next door to a zoo.
Oh.
I demand that you shut this pub down.
Hey, what gives you the right to be all holier than thou?
I'm a priest.
Oh, right. Yeah.
If you don't shut this pub down, we'll shut it down for you.
Wait. You can't shut this pub down. It's the heart of the community. This is a place for people to socialise, to talk, to settle differences. In a sense, it's a church. All we're doing is allowing people to worship in their own way, in the way that they want to worship. And people should be free to pray how they want to pray. No one has the right to tell them how to speak to their God. Only they can decide. And we cannot judge them. Only their God can do that. Maybe you can too, Father, if you, like God, are perfect. But if you aren't perfect, if, like me, you are merely a man, then you can't. And so, I say to you, Father, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. Ow!
Sorry, I thought he said, let he who is without sin cast the first stone.
Idiot.
Sorry.
Dodgy's got a point. The Christian thing to do would be to be charitable, forgiving and understanding.
Well, you're right, of course. Like Paul on the road to Damascus, I have seen the error of my ways. Oh, that's all. Well, anyway, I apologise, and I hope you can find it in your hearts, all of you, to forgive us. Let's put all this behind us, shall we?
Yeah!
You made the right decision, Farmers. After all, if we'd done anything wrong, if God was really unhappy with us, he'd have shown us a sign.
Yeah!
I mean, we'd have been struck down by...
lightning or something.
Dodgy!
Sorry, ladies.
World of Pub was written by Tony Roach and based on an original idea by Tony Roach and David Specchio. It starred John Thompson, Phil Cornwall, Alistair McGowan and Deborah Stevenson. Special effects were by Carl Phillips and Nick Romero, the theme tune was by Bill Bailey, and the producer was Jane Batu.
Hello, Insurance Eddie? Yeah, Dodgy Phil. Yeah, mate, I'd like to make a claim. Yeah, mate, acts of God.